It's Wednesday, the 15th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Bank of Namibia has cut the repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.50% to continue supporting the domestic economy while maintaining the peg between the Namibia dollar and the South African rand. The governor of the Bank of Namibia, Johannes Kavahab.
This was done following a review of international, regional and domestic economic developments. Our decision to reduce the repo rate is entirely data-driven. Let us consider the factors in the domestic economy that has informed this decision. Domestic economic activity has weakened. Inflation remains subdued, while growth in private sector credit extension has improved further, although it remains relatively weak. The merchandise trade deficit has narrowed further, while the stock of international reserves remains sufficient to maintain the currency peg and meet the country's international financial obligations.
Health Minister Dr. Esperance Luvindao has tabled the 2025 Mental Health Bill in Parliament. The bill is intended to replace the outdated 1973 law and supports a rights-based, community-centered approach to mental health care and makes services more accessible. Namibia recorded more than 100,000 mental health cases and 540 suicides in 2024. Windhoek-based psychologist Dr. Sean Whitaker reacts to the development.
The new mental health bill is a very significant development for Namibia. So that old Mental Health Act doesn't reflect Namibia's democratic values or international human rights standards. Namibia, of course, has a mental health crisis at the moment with over 100,000 recorded mental health cases and more than 540 suicides in 2024. So the urgency of the reform is very clear. This new bill is the rights of patients.
Former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga, who was a frontline figure in Kenyan politics, has died in India at the age of 80, Isaac Lukando reports.
Indian police say Raila Odinga collapsed while walking with family members and was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. His health had been the subject of speculation in recent weeks. Condolences are pouring in from leaders, including Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Odinga was a towering figure in Kenyan politics, known for his 5 presidential bids and his role in shaping the country's democratic struggle. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
A recent PricewaterhouseCoopers report has revealed that South African chief financial officers are experiencing significantly higher salary increases than their chief executive officer counterparts. According to News 24, CFOs saw a 19% increase in total guaranteed pay in 2025, reaching a median of 12.6 million rand, while CEOs' pay increased by only 8%, totaling 22.3 million rand. The report attributes the discrepancies to increased demand for financial expertise in navigating economic challenges. And India is fast-tracking bilateral trade talks with the United States to clinch an agreement by November. The push comes as New Delhi faces pressure over its export tariffs and energy ties with Russia.
After a pause in negotiations caused by U.S. tariff hikes on Indian goods, both sides agreed to resume talks this week, according to a report by Bloomberg. India has also pledged to source more energy and gas from the U.S. to help balance the trade equation. Indian officials are also said to be accelerating negotiations to meet a tight deadline, citing the need to ease trade tensions and unlock market access for key export sectors. India's Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has expressed optimism about finalizing a deal by November, even as geopolitical complications linger. Shitish Nagar, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.